When voters cast their ballots on Tuesday, they'll be participating in the culmination of what has been a long political season. Whether it was the campaign for president or for a seat on the city council, Americans have been involved, working the phones, stuffing envelopes, canvassing the streets for their candidates. Producer Barrett Golding wondered what motivates people to take part in the political process. He traveled to Montana recently in search of an answer.
Well, I'm a political junkie. I just love that stuff. And it doesn't matter to me whether it's demonstrating in the streets or working for a candidate. I like politics in all of its forms. And I can't understand why everybody isn't interested in it. Because to me, it's just life. It's how people get along. That's politics. Much better than watching football on TV, you know? you can be involved. You can act.
Political people on the late night talk shows are writing letters for the editorial page. The opposition's arguments are always a crock, so you're always flying into a rage.
We're real interested in the free enterprise system. You know, we believe in working for a living.
We just don't have the resources to do all the things that we have by law committed that we will do for the American people.
And I guess I've always felt that, the underdog was deserved all the help he could get.
I believe that the less government is the best government.
When government starts affecting your life, when you have to fight to be able to do business, it gets you involved in the process.
You write your congressman a letter when you feel dejected. You write a little letter to your senator too. You say if they don't cheer you up, they won't get re-elected by political people like you.
I'm co-chairman of this county Democratic Party, but I don't look at party platforms. You know, they're mostly baloney and shoot, American political parties. What are they? What's the difference? I don't know.
We're all Republicans.
We're all Republicans here, I said, and probably will be and probably die and be a Republican still. When we die, we're a Republican the rest of our life. My kids are both Republicans. Thank God for that. We thank the Lord that He made us Republicans.
Yeah, you bet. I'm a libertarian anarchist. I have no political allegiance. Mainly, I think it's because I tend to be too rational. The world penalizes those who think logically, and there's nothing really logical about politics.
If it's essential to me, it's my American right. If it's essential to you, it's just political pork. If we're in agreement, you're seeing the light. But if we disagree, you're a dork.
I've got a sign that says immigration, white or wrong. You know, the white people are being overtaxed and overworked, and I don't like all these illegal aliens coming in here. They've got preference over the rest of us. They get welfare, and...
I am perfectly willing to die for your right to believe that which you believe. But I will fight you to the death and see you in hell before I will allow you to impose your beliefs on me and mine. That's one of the essential elements of liberty, and most Americans have no grasp of that concept.
We hear all the time that the poor people, the people who don't have medical insurance, the people who don't have enough to eat, the people who don't have decent housing, they don't vote. Why? Well, I think that's one thing I think I did learn an answer to. When I went around trailer courts, some of the poor trailer courts where the rents are low and the trailers are small and old and drafty and not very good. And you knock on a door, maybe say 6 o'clock at night, and somebody comes to the door who looks very tired. Somebody's sick, there's a baby crying. Maybe they tell you they just lost their job, and then you ask them to vote for a certain candidate, and they look at you like what you're talking about is irrelevant to their life. They are so beset with the problems of everyday living, just surviving, that it's a wonder that any of them vote. You have to have a certain amount of comfort in order to think about candidates.
People need to be educated, and the problem is, if you're a candidate, and if you take the time to educate people on complex issues, you're going to be left in the dust by the guy who has the cute one-liners.
Who said democracy is easy? You know, it's the hardest thing in the world is to get involved. You have to go to those dull, horrible, god-awful meetings. And you just have to persist. And maybe the person that sits there the longest is the one that gets things done. I mean, it's real easy to just sit home and complain, turn on a flick on the tube, and forget it. Well, and then you're going to scream about your tax bill. Well, it's your own damn fault, you know. You didn't get out and yell.
Pardon me, sir, would you sign this petition? And won't you attend the town meeting tonight? Do you take the tax and spend liberal position? Do you coddle the rich on the right? You canvass the neighborhoods, passing out flyers. You seek out the channels to power and wealth. When your candidate's elected, you feel so inspired. You're thinking of running yourself.
Well, do we really need to flood the U.S. post offices all this mail? I don't know. One hopes it makes a difference. And you carefully spend hours seeing if this is designed correctly, if it says what you want to say. And you know that 80% of it is going right in the wastebasket, unread, unthought about it. But how else, you know? How do you change people's minds? I don't know.
After the election is over, I will disappear into the mountains of western Montana to hunt elk with my close friends and my brothers and this year my son. And if you want to leave a message for me at the Hungry Buzzard Saloon in Phillipsburg, Montana, I might pick up the message, but you know. So the next few days will be intense, but after it's over, then we just kind of close up shop for a couple of weeks and then come back and start over.
Voices from Montana was produced by Barrett Golding at the studios of KGLT in Bozeman, Montana, with music by Greg Keeler. And for this evening, that's All Things Considered.